Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Meyer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Meyer. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser strikes out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimenez moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Moran moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Moran trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Davalillo moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Causey moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Tardabul is chasing the ball. Davalillo rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Chance moves to second. Jose Santiago now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Santiago, and towards Campaneris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull bunts towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Causey moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. Causey tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan bunts in front of the plate. Brian fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo scores. Held moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. John Wyatt now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball towards left. Tartabull catches it and throws to second to double up Salmon, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Held tags and scores. It's 4-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Colavito moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 3 in the game. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moran. Colavito scores. Gentile moves to third. Brian moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Don McMahon now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Tito Francona pinch hits for Billy Moran. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Held takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Don McMahon. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Alvis now playing third base. Gary Bell now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Bosefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to third. Chance moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Romano is walked intentionally. Ken Sanders now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brian picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brian. Hauser scores. Chance scores. Romano moves to third. Alvis moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Held hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanders covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance fields it and throws to second for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Billy Bryan. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.